Yo, guys, we are tired. It is the end of the year. We are nearing the end of the year. Most of us, a lot of us, are tired. Year-end fatigue. We are weary, physically, emotionally, mentally. We are tired. We are tired. And that's what I'll be talking about today, the state in which most of us are in. Yes, it's a new season. It's the first week of September at the time I'm recording this, but we are nearing the end of the year. And year in and year out, a lot of people experience year-end fatigue, and it's a huge part of what we go through. So that's what I'll be talking about today, looking at what the Word of God says, looking at scripture and God's opinion on this season of basically being tired. Welcome to Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sina Zagosa. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for yet another week of your support, your unending support. It's lovely. We are growing immensely as a family. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Please don't stop putting the word out there that Deeply Rooted is a podcast and that is helping many people grow in their relationships with God. Literally, I've heard so many people testifying about, you know, how good God has been, you know, through the podcast that we're doing. So please put the word out there. And if you're new, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for choosing us. And we believe and trust that your life will not be the same again. So today, as I said in the intro, we will be talking about what a lot of us are going through this time. I'm saying a lot of us because I'm also mentioning myself. I am so tired, guys. I'm literally tired. And I think I didn't realize this until I was scrolling on my phone the other day and I saw a tweet that someone wrote saying, it was actually on Facebook, but you see those pages, those Facebook pages where they take Twitter screenshots and then post them onto Facebook. So yeah, that's where I was at. And the person was, it's not that you're far from God, you're just tired and you're exhausted, you know, and you need to refresh, something along those lines. And that's when it hit me. And I feel like it was God that led me to see that. He had to make me see that because I was wondering what was happening with me, because every single time, for example, when I come back from work or whatever, I just feel like there's a weight on me. And it didn't hit me that it's actually exhaustion until I saw that post. So I know that a lot of people usually go through it around this time. It's September now, you know, and the year is going to, I mean, the end year time is going to progress, because next month we're going to October, November, and then December. That's when a lot of us rest. That's when a lot of us, you know, go home and stuff like that. So we are tired, guys. And I just hope this consoles someone who's listening, that you're not alone. You're tired physically, maybe emotionally. Maybe some of you guys are reflecting that, you know what, the year has gone on and we're now at September, and maybe the year didn't go the way you wanted. And your tiredness and your exhaustion and weariness is not only, you know, physical, but it's also emotional, it's also mental, and maybe spiritual. You know, spiritual tiredness is a thing, guys. It's really a thing, because sometimes you find yourself, you know, finding difficulty in praying and spending time with God because you're tired spiritually. You know, it's a thing. We all go through it. It's not a shame. It's not something to be ashamed of. You're not under attack. It's very much normal. Being tired is very much normal. We are not the first people. We're not the first generation to go through just feeling tired and feeling fatigued. You know, even in the Bible, many people felt tired, guys. Many people felt the reality of being exhausted, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally. So it's literally not, it's not a shock to God. It's not a shock. It's not something that you should feel ashamed of, or you should feel like, okay, you always need to be on top of your game, on top of things. That's literally not reality. That's not how life is. You know, life is literally a thing of seasons. You know, in one season you're feeling all jolly and joyful, one season you're feeling tired and weary, and one season it's a season of excitement. That's just how life is. It's just like nature. You know, now we are going into spring. You know, it's literally been hot. I don't know where you guys are based listening to this, but I'm in Johannesburg, and for the past 2 odd weeks or so, it's been actually hot. Literally every day is a day of hotness and sunshine, and that's good for me, for people like me, for example, because I'm a summer baby. I love summer. You know, I'm not like the people who love winter, but I love summer, you know. But for other people, they might not like summer. They might not like the sun every day, and they might be missing winter, you know. So it just goes to show that even nature shows that, you know what, it doesn't stay the same. Seasons change, you know. So it's the same thing that applies to us, you know, as human beings. We also go through seasons where, you know what, we are energized and every day we are giving it 100%. But some days are not the same. Some seasons are not the same. In another season, you might feel tired. You might feel weary, you know. So it's normal. That's just where I want to start, you know, by just emphasizing it and by consoling someone who might really be feeling tired, that it's a normal part of life. You are not the only one. We are probably, most of us are probably feeling it now. And also in the Bible, as I said, a lot of people were tired. For example, one of the greatest prophets of the Bible, Elijah. A lot of people know Elijah, you know, they've heard his story. Like, for example, if I could paraphrase or summarize one of his greatest accomplishments and what he's well known for is when, you know, there was this God idol, if I can put it like that. There was this idol that people worshipped during his time called Baal, and there were prophets of Baal, right? And there was like sort of like a competition, or like they had to prove to a king, if I'm not mistaken, who the real actual true God is, you know, between Baal and between the God of Elijah, who's the King of Kings, who's our creator. And God literally performed a miracle through Elijah that day, because they were making sacrifices. People of Baal, the prophets of Baal, were making sacrifices to Baal. They were trying to burn up sacrifices, but for some reason, the sacrifice was not burning, like the fire was not coming, until Elijah called upon God and prayed to God, and God literally made fire open for Elijah. Literally, when Elijah was about to make a sacrifice, because sacrifices were a thing in the olden days in the Old Testament, and literally Elijah prayed to God and God made it happen, you know. So Elijah was one of the major prophets who walked with God, who he's actually one of the people in the Bible that never died, you know, because there are people that actually never died in the Bible, but they just departed from earth, you know. God made a way. I think one of them is Enoch, another is Elijah. He never died, but people historically know that, you know what, in the nation of Israel, there was a prophet called Elijah, but he never died. They know that he existed, but he never died, and God just took him from earth, you know. So he was one of the major guys, but such a guy who walked so closely with God, who prayed to God, who saw God performing miracles for him, he also got to a point where he was tired. He was tired, guys. And when I say tired, he was tired to the point of depression, to the point of wanting to take his own life. You know, for example, I'll just read this scripture. And this is at a time when you see the story that I just summarized right now, you know, of the prophets of Baal, where God actually showed himself for Elijah by making sure that his sacrifice lights up and the fire lights up. After that, then there was a queen called Jezebel at the time, and he was persecuting people who worship the true God, right? So Elijah was literally being chased after by Jezebel, right? And he was afraid, he was terrified. So I just want to read this scripture. It's in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 4. So it just summarizes and just shows how tired Elijah was at the time, right? It's in the book of, yes, 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 4. So, okay, in fact, let me just start from verse 1 to just give it context, right? And then verse 1 says, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, 'So let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow this time.' And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life, and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. Verse 4. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, "It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's." Let's just pause there, right? So what we're seeing here is that Jezebel was literally hunting down Elijah and wanted Elijah dead, right? Because he had literally defeated those other prophets that worshipped idols, right? And God had shown himself to Elijah and performed a miracle for Elijah, right? So now, here, verse 4, he was running for his life, and then he went into the wilderness where he was alone, and he expressed being tired, guys. Like, for example, here it says, he said, and it is enough. It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's. So this guy was suicidal. He was tired. He was running for his life. He literally got to a point where he was tired spiritually. He was tired physically, and he just wanted to die, you know. So I'm just trying to highlight a picture that being tired, we are not the first generation to be tired physically, to be tired spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, because this guy, this literally sounds like someone who's suffering from depression and who's depressed and wants to die at that point, at that moment, right? And he even says, "Lord, take my life. I'm no better than my father's." He was even speaking like someone who's suicidal, you know. So it shows us that even people that walk closely with God, even people that have, you know, a good relationship with God, that prioritize their relationships with God, that see God performing miracles in their lives, they also get to a point of being tired, right? So being tired is literally nothing wrong with it. It's a normal part of life, right? And for example, other people, and another example of people that were tired in the Bible are the Israelites. You know, for example, we all know the story of Moses and how he delivered them from Egypt. And then now they, like, God literally showed himself to them by opening up the Red Sea. And by the way, I'll pray about it. I think I should have an episode where I talk about, you know, the opening of the Red Sea and how recent evidence in the recent years show that that event actually did happen, you know, because I've been reading so much on it and I've been seeing pieces of evidence that scientists are even seeing that actually this did happen, you know. But anyway, we all know that story, right? Where Moses opened up the Red Sea and literally led the children of Israel out of Egypt, and they literally saw God perform miracles, right? They are also an example of people who got tired, you know. Those are people that saw God, you know, opening up the Red Sea, that saw God providing for them, you know, in the wilderness. Those are people that literally had an experience with God. But they got to a point as well where they were tired, you know. So I just want to read quickly a part that shows that, you know, even people that walk with God, even people that have seen greater miracles than we have, you know, in their lives, they also got to a point where they were tired, you know. So I'll just read this quickly. It's in the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 2. It says, "In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron." Verse 3, "The Israelites said to them, 'If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted, but you have brought us out into this desert to starve this assembly to death.'" Right? So you can see, like, these people are literally angry and they're literally tired of experiencing, you know, everything that they're experiencing and just being tired, you know. So this shows that even people that walked with God and saw God move mightily get to a point where they're tired. But I just want to outline something that, although being tired is normal, right? I just outlined right now that the Israelites got tired in the wilderness. Elijah got tired in the wilderness. You know, we are tired right now. We're experiencing year-end fatigue. Some people are frustrated that, you know what, the year is almost nearing an end and, you know, their plans didn't succeed for whatever reason and the year didn't go the way they wanted. Like, there's just frustration, there's tiredness. Like, a lot of people are feeling tired right now, and I just made examples of the fact that we're not the first ones, we're not the only ones, even people in the Bible got tired, you know. But as much as it's a normal part of being a human, that there are seasons of being tired, we need to be very cautious and careful, because when we are going through seasons of being tired, that's when the enemy takes advantage of those seasons, right? When we're tired, when we're just feeling like, you know what, nothing is making sense, you know, emotionally, physically, and even mentally and spiritually, you know, the enemy literally takes advantage of seasons where we feel tired. He takes advantage of them where he whispers lies into our ears. Like, you know what? The year is nearing an end. You know, nothing has happened for you in your life. You know, even the plans that you hoped would happen, they haven't happened yet. You know, even God has abandoned you. You know, so the enemy takes advantage of this time. He literally whispers so many lies into our ears. For example, like the fact that I was mentioning right now to you guys that sometimes I really get tired and I am feeling tired and I feel like I need to work on it. And thankfully, by the grace of God, God is helping me, you know. So sometimes whispers that when I return from work, for example, and I get home, whispers that say, just throw yourself to bed and sleep. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Resting a bit. But I know for a fact that I cannot sleep without praying, without spending time with God, you know. So the enemy whispers lies like that, you know what, it's not a big deal. And before you know it, now it becomes a habit. Now you get home and you throw yourself on bed and you don't spend time with God. And when you don't spend time with God, it literally affects you much more deeper than you can imagine, you know, because now you were used to spending time with God and now all of a sudden you're not spending time with God anymore. You know, all of a sudden now you make your tiredness an excuse that, ah, you know what, I'm really too tired, and then you sleep, you know. So for example, even the examples that I brought right now, you know, Elijah and the Israelites being tired, the enemy whispered lies into their ears. Because I mean, just look at what Elijah said. He said, you know what, Lord, just make me die because I'm no better than my forefathers. You know, being tired was normal. Like, being frustrated was normal. But the fact that he even wanted to die, that is now an idea from the enemy. You know, even the Israelites, the fact that they wanted to go back to slavery, whereas they were going to a far better land of milk and honey. That's how God described the land he's taking them to, a land of milk and honey. You know, the fact that they wanted to go back to a far worse place they were at, instead of looking forward to where they're going, that's literally a whisper of the enemy. So the enemy takes advantage of times of being tired, you know. And that's one thing I would really like us to be careful of, and one thing I would like to caution us of, you know, the fact that when we are tired, you know, the enemy takes advantage of this time. He tends to whisper things that are not true to us. Maybe to you, in your situation, you feel like the year is nearing an end and nothing has happened and there's no hope. And the enemy can actually emphasize that idea that, you know what, there's no use in praying. There's no use in being hopeful, in having faith, because you know what, the year is ending anyway. So what's the point? You know, so the enemy can literally plant those ideas into your head and cause you to be depressed and frustrated and lose hope. You know, the enemy can literally whisper those things into your ears. The enemy can tell you that, for example, you know what, you pray every day. I mean, you prayed the whole week last week. You don't have to pray this week. Whereas we know what the Bible says, that, you know what, God needs to give us our daily bread. And daily bread, basically, if we know what Jesus says, for example, Jesus says, I think in the book of John, that he's the bread of life, you know, and he's the word. The book of John also describes Jesus as the word. So we have to have a fresh supply of God's word every single day. You know, yesterday's food cannot sustain you today. You know, for example, I'm speaking like in physical terms right now. For example, if you ate yesterday, you're gonna be hungry again today, right? You may remember that, you know what, yesterday's food was good, I had really nice supper, but immediately when 10 o'clock hits, you're literally hungry again and you want to have breakfast because, you know, the food that you ate yesterday has already been digested, you know. But you literally need a fresh supply for today. And thankfully, the word of God, especially when you study it, it stays in your heart. That's what I love about the word of God. For example, scriptures that I learned when I was a teenager are literally still in my heart right now. But God still wants to reveal new things to us on a day-to-day basis. And we need reminders every single day, you know, of what the word of God says. For example, when we're tired or when we're frustrated. So that's why it then becomes very important for us to prioritize our relationships with God, even when we're tired. You know, and one thing I want to emphasize is that it doesn't mean, I mean, I always say this, guys, like in almost every episode, that when you spend time with God, you can talk to him as though you're talking to a friend, right? You don't have to like make it traditional and formal and kneel. Yes, I mean, kneeling is a form of respect. Don't get me wrong. Kneeling is a form of respect. But sometimes when you're tired, all you need to do is to just talk to your father and just put your phone on the side and just have a conversation with your father that, you know what, God, I'm really tired. I feel like today was a long day at work. I feel like this is happening, that is happening. This is what I feel and this is what I want, right? sometimes that's just all you can do, especially when you're going through a season of being tired. And when you actually take time to say, you know what, yes, I'm tired, but literally right now I'm sitting on my bed, it's the end of the day, but you know what, I still feel like I need God. You know, I feel dry and I feel like I need God. And even if you don't feel dry, you know that you need to prioritize your relationship with God every single day, right? You know, so when you do that, when you talk to God as though he's your friend, God is literally going to help you. He's going to help you remember scriptures that literally, you know, that you need at that time, you know, and he's going to give you the strength to actually study the word and to read the word of God, even when you feel tired. You know, that's why sometimes it's advisable to have things like the Bible app on your phone, you know, the YouVersion Bible app. I find it very effective because there are people that literally go through devotions and they post videos on the app. So I would highly recommend that, you know. So it's highly, highly, you know, necessary for us to spend time with God regardless of being tired, you know, and not just let ourselves be, because immediately when we just let ourselves be because we feel like we're tired and all we do is just throw ourselves on bed and we refuse to be productive when we get home after a long day, you know, we are literally opening room for the enemy to whisper lies into our ears, you know, normalize not spending time with God and normalize not having faith in God if our life is not going the way that we want, you know. And we literally have to debunk those things. We need to prevent the enemy from doing that by making sure that we spend time with God either way, you know. So it's a normal part of our lives being tired, but at the same time we need to be very careful that, you know, the enemy doesn't whisper lies into our ears. We need to be very careful to continue spending time with God even if we feel tired, you know. And more than anything, what matters when you spend time with God is sincerity. When you pray, what matters is God seeing how sincere you are in your heart. If you're talking to him from a place of being genuine and sincere, God is literally going to hear you. God is literally going to help you, you know, more than being professional, more than being formal and, you know, praying the way that seems okay or proper or with the right words. What matters the most is you being genuine and having a genuine conversation and spending time with God. And that's how you're going to see him show up, even in the midst of being tired, you know. So more than anything, we have to remember that we shouldn't let the enemy, you know, have his way when we feel tired. And there's so many parts in scripture, you know, that help us in times of being tired. And one of my favorite ones is in the book of Isaiah chapter 40. And this is another part that literally shows that being tired is a part of life. But thankfully, we have a relationship with God, and God is literally our strength. God is our comfort. God literally gives us everything that we need at any time that we need it. For example, if we're tired, he literally becomes our strength. You know, for example, now here's the scripture I was talking about. It's in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 29 to 31, right? Isaiah chapter 40, 29. So it reads as follows. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. Right? Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Let me read it again from verse 29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So I really love this scripture, beloved. I absolutely love it because it acknowledges, first of all, that even youths grow tired. And that is us. We are youths. We are young people. Even youths grow tired and young men stumble and fall. Meaning even young people get tired. It's not a thing of old people. Sometimes old people like teasing us, you know. Back home, for example, they would say, like, for example, if I say I'm tired and my mom would say, how can you be tired, Snazo? Like, I'm literally twice your age and you're telling me that you're tired, you know. So the Bible literally goes against that. You know, the Bible says even youths grow tired and weary. So meaning even people our age, guys, people in their 20s, teenagers, young people get tired, young men stumble and fall. but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, right? And I like this verse, you know, verse 31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. It's closely related to verse 29, which is before, which says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak, you know. So although young people get tired, although young men stumble and fall, right, which is us, but those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength, because God gives strength to the weary and power to the weak, you know. So when we're weary, when we are tired, although we are young, what we need to do is look to God. And looking to God looks like going to him, talking to him, making sure that you're prioritizing your relationship with him. Because the reality is, you won't get strength from anywhere. You won't get help from anywhere. I mean, yes, you can vent to your friends. You can do all of those things. You can exercise even, you know, you can rest even. And those things are very helpful. Don't get me wrong. But when it's internal, for example, when it's, you know, emotional tiredness, or when it's emotional exhaustion, you know, mental exhaustion and spiritual exhaustion, only God can give you a remedy for that. You know, this scripture says even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. I mean, imagine an eagle, guys. Those are birds that fly at the highest altitude, I believe, you know. So it means no matter what you need, no matter what you're facing, no matter how tired you are, but you will have wings to soar on a high altitude, you know, no matter how tired you may seem. But if you look to God, if you spend time with God, even in the midst of being tired, you know, God will literally give you strength that you even don't understand. That, you know what, I've literally been feeling so tired these days, I've been feeling weary these days, but because I'm spending time with God, because I'm talking to God like my friend, and I'm literally depending on God to help me in this situation, now I have strength like an eagle. I'm flying like an eagle, I'm soaring like an eagle. You know, it says they will run and not grow weary, they will walk and not be faint, meaning you will run and not be weary, you will run your race, you will continue living your life, you will walk and not be faint. You know, whatever that you have to do, wherever you need to deliver, whether it's at work, whether you need to walk your career journey, whether you need to walk your schooling journey, you know, in your life journey in general, you will be able to walk it, and you will not be faint, you will not be tired, you will not fall, because God gives you strength. God is your strength, because you are drawing strength from God, even though you're tired, but you're spending time with God. You're making sure that you have a sincere heart that speaks to God about being tired, because he's the one who gives us the strength. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. You know, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, you know. So it's very important for us to remember that even though we're experiencing year-end fatigue, or whatever it is that it's called, the exhaustion that we're experiencing right now, we need to be aware that God is our strength, and we will get our strength from the Lord. We won't get it from anywhere else, you know. So that's one of my favorite scriptures when it comes to being tired. I always go back to that scripture. And another scripture is actually in the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And it's one of the most famous ones, you know. Jesus says here, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, right? So literally, there's nowhere else you can go when you're weary. Another word for being weary is being tired, I believe, you know, but I think being weary literally means being tired to another level, you know, if that's the right way to explain it. But God says, you know, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, right? So literally, in these seasons, in this year and fatigue, remember that, spend time with God. You will literally see yourself being revitalized. I think there's a scripture in the book of Proverbs, if I'm not mistaken, where the writer says, you know, the word of God literally is good health. It gives health to the bones, meaning even physically you feel better. And you know, when I read that scripture in the book of Proverbs, I actually see the reality of that when I read the word, or after I pray, you know. Like, that, there's a reason why sometimes people ask themselves, why is it that after I pray, or after I study the word, or I read a scripture, why do I feel better? And that's simply because the word of God is alive, and it literally gives, you know, good health to your bones. That's what the Bible says. It literally gives health to the bones, you know. So that's literally a life hack on how to help yourself when you're literally going through a season of being fatigued or being tired. Drawing strength from God, you know, getting strength from God, being strengthened by the Lord, you know, going to the Word of God, being sincere, talking to God like a friend. If you can't be formal and professional about your prayer, it's okay. Go to God like you're literally going to a friend. For example, when Elijah said this in the book of First Kings, you know, when he was like, God, I really want to die. Nah, this is enough. He literally said, it's enough. Take me, Lord. I want to die because I'm no better than my forefathers. Immediately at that time, literally God provided for him. There was an angel for there was an angel that appeared to him and provided food. And he was given food and water, and then he took a nap. Literally, the angel said, no, eat and take a nap. That's all you need. And then after eating, after he woke up, he literally had strength to continue with the journey of where he was going, you know. And that help, he received that help by being sincere towards God, by telling God that, you know what, this is enough, God. I'm literally tired. I can't do this anymore. I want to die, you know. So sometimes, in fact, not sometimes, all of the time, God wants us to be sincere more than anything. When we're tired, when we want to spend time with him, when, you know, the right words or what seems like the right and formal words to pray are not coming out, God wants us to be sincere. God wants us to be genuine and tell him how we feel and what we want to see changing in our situations. And that's where he's going to give us strength. That's where he's going to provide. That's where he's going to, you know, show up and be God in a way that we need him. So more than anything, I acknowledge that we're tired. God acknowledges that we're tired. God acknowledges the season and the feeling that we're feeling. But let us not let go of the hand of God. No matter what's happening, let's not allow the lies of the enemy to grow in our ears. Let's literally stay in God. Let's stay in God. Let's abide in God. Let's talk to God and pray to God sincerely and spend time with God genuinely and literally talk to him with genuine words, genuine voice, you know, telling him how we feel and telling him what we want to see in our situations. And that's what's going to help us, to give us strength to continue as the year is nearing an end. That's what's going to give us strength. That's what's going to help us see God showing himself. That's what's going to help us see God performing miracles, you know. So I'm really praying, not only for myself, I'm praying for myself, I'm praying for you guys. Continue praying for yourselves as well. Continue seeking God, continue spending time with God, and that's where you're going to see him giving you new strength, new power to continue your journey. You know, you will fly high with wings like eagles. You will run and not be weary. You will deliver what you have to deliver at work, what you need to deliver at church, at school, you know, as a daughter, as a son, as a mother, as a father. Whatever you need to deliver, you will deliver it with the strength of the Lord. So that's what I have for you this week, beloved. And I'm praying that God helps all of us. As the year is nearing an end, may we see his hand upon our lives. May we see him performing miracles. And above all, may we see him, you know, restoring us and, you know, re-energizing us. I don't know if that's the right English word, but giving us new energy, new strength, new power to continue and end the year on a good note. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Don't forget, beloved, to subscribe. Don't forget to put the word out there, you know, telling people about Deeply Rooted. And yeah, put the word out there and listen to also other podcasts that are under Sowetan Live. We've got SL Cabinet, we've got Taking Rams by the Horns and many others. So do check those out as well. Until next time, you are loved, you are treasured, you are precious in your Heavenly Father's sight. God bless.